Kia ora koutou katoa, good afternoon. Welcome everyone to day one of Alert Level 3. I want to begin by stressing that at Alert Level 3 we are not out of the woods. As I have said before, it is a recovery room of sorts to assess if the incredible work that New Zealanders have done at Level 4 to break the virus's chain of transmission and prevent further community outbreak has worked. As Susie Wiles said today, there may still be some smouldering ashes out there, and they have the potential to become a wildfire again if we give them the chance. It can take from 2 to 10 days for people to have been exposed to COVID-19 to come down with symptoms. That means we wouldn't smell the smoke for a few weeks, and that could put us back where we started before the lockdown, end quote. So with more people going back to work today, we need to be even more vigilant at Level 3 to prevent any inadvertent spreading of the virus. We must continue to stay home where possible, including for work and education. Please stay regional and limit non-essential travel. And even though you can expand your bubble, keep it as small as possible and exclusive. And finally, if you're sick, stay home and contact your GP or healthline and get tested. It may feel like a minor symptom to you, but it could be a significant issue for all of us. What Level 3 does represent, however, is the move towards getting our economy moving again, to getting more New Zealanders back to work, and to opening more of our businesses. Businesses restarting at Level 3 will see around 400,000 more New Zealanders back at work, taking the total to around 1 million Kiwis working. At Level 3, around 75% of the economy is operating, with key sectors like building and construction, forestry, manufacturing and contactless retail starting back up. Importantly, major infrastructure projects start up again today. Over 1,000 road and rail construction workers are back working on major projects like Transmission Gully and the CRL in Auckland. However, we also know that the lockdown has displaced many workers, and there is real need for jobs in our community. The government, we will do all we can to ensure we fight the economic impacts of the virus in the same way we did the health threat, with unity, with fast support, by looking after one another. I'm joined here today by Minister for Social Development, Carmel Cipollone, who will have more to say on further measures we have put in place to support workers and businesses, including an online job platform to keep workers and companies connected, extra employment centres, and agreement with industry on providing rapid micro-credentials for people needing to retain. I'll hand over to Minister Cipollone.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Over the last few weeks, we have paid out $10.46 billion worth of wage subsidies to keep 1,694,281 New Zealanders in work and connected to their employers. It's been a huge task to implement, but also a satisfying one. The feedback from employers and employees has been overwhelmingly positive, but we still have work to do. As a government, we need to continue to be responsive to the evolving situation in response to the impacts of COVID-19. We know that a big part of keeping people connected is about keeping New Zealand working. Even before lockdown, our government had developed and launched our employment strategy in August of last year, and I acknowledge our Minister for Employment, Willie Jackson, for his leadership on that important work. And part of our welfare overhaul was seeing MSD ramping up employment-related focus. Last year, we boosted MSD's work-focused case managers by 263 and invested significantly in programs that support both employment and upskilling and training like Mana and Mahi. Before New Zealanders went into Alert Level 4, the government worked quickly to stand up rapid response teams from MSD across the country to work in regions immediately affected, regions like Tairāwhiti. These teams have been helping to connect people out of work, up with employers in some of our most hard-hit sectors. Under Alert Level 4, MSD continued to place people into work over the phone, including supporting the redeployment of people to essential services. This work has made a difference for many New Zealanders, and we're still poised to respond in earnest. As a result of the impacts of COVID-19, unemployment will rise before it improves. We need to continue to act quickly to keep New Zealand working. That's why we're announcing today a suite of Keep New Zealand Working employment service initiatives to support those who may be out of work or at risk of losing their job. These will be delivered through MSD so that we can effectively engage with more New Zealanders in this unprecedented time. The Keep New Zealand Working online job platform is now live. It connects job seekers, any job seeker, directly to the employer, making it quicker and easier for people to find work. It also provides training courses for those looking to upskill. You can access it via the Work and Income site. We will also have 35 new employment centres across the country. Through these employment centres, MSD staff will work with employers and job seekers under level three over the phone and online to match up employment opportunities. This will expand to face-to-face engagements with clients and employers and providers under level two. We are implementing other services which will fast-track those people that need to re-engage quickly with the job market, and a specific service for those directly impacted by COVID-19 who are not on main benefit. These initiatives are key to supporting New Zealanders during a time when rising unemployment due to COVID-19 is a global phenomenon. We're already seeing dramatic increases in unemployment in countries around the world like Australia and the UK, and New Zealand has not escaped this reality. Finally, I'd like to say we administered the wage subsidy for 1.6 million workers successfully over 4 weeks of lockdown by working hard and being adaptable. We will deliver our employment efforts with the same dedication and resilience to keep New Zealand working.
All right. Thank you, Minister. We're happy to take questions.
Prime Minister, do you stand by your statement yesterday that we've won the battle when it comes to contact tracing?
You'll remember, of course, the Director General pointed to his view that we have reached a gold standard, but I continue to place the caveat on that, that when it comes to contact tracing, we've managed to do that in an environment with a low number of cases and whilst we've been in lockdown. The key for us will be, as we ease those restrictions, maintaining that level, but also for that, I call upon all New Zealanders to help us. If you have symptoms, get a test, because the clock starts running and counting down as soon as you feel sick.
Sorry, you maintain that we've won the battle against community transmission.
On community, but it is an ongoing battle. There is not one point in time that this mission ends now. Yes, we have done that in lockdown. The goal now is to keep up that work. So we're now in the next phase of the battle and we are not done. I don't think anyone will dispute that I've said that continuously, and you've all benefited from hearing that ad nauseum.
A magic number of cases that you would keep us in level three? What's the number of cases that would count as that wildfire that you talked about?
Yeah, you'll recall that actually I pointed to a scenario in Taiwan, for instance, where they've managed to get down to very low numbers of cases, sometimes zero, but in recent days they've had the return of a Navy ship that has brought their caseload up. So it very much depends on the circumstances. But again, I also rely on the advice and information by our epidemiologists and by the Director General as to whether or not we're in the position to move to a lower alert level. Yeah, Jessica.
We heard from small businesses at the Select Committee this morning saying that they're really struggling, and with only a handful of cases, why are we still in all these restrictions under level three, especially with people like MPs and ministers coming back to work? Can you justify to them why they can't?
Yes, and look, with caution. And this is where I would really cannot emphasise enough. No one wants a second wave in New Zealand, and we must guard against that. So we're moving cautiously down through the alert levels so that we don't have to go backwards. That would be terrible for New Zealanders' health, but also the economy. So it is about moving with certainty in the hope that we don't go backwards. The next point I would make in terms of why is it that some workplaces are going back and others are not? We have placed special requirements at alert level around things like retail, or where you have high degrees of contact with large numbers of people. In this room right now, we know everyone who is in this room. And in workplaces, we are able to manage then who people are having contact with. Much harder in hospitality and retail, where you have larger numbers coming together and often in close contact.
In terms of timing, will you give people warning?
Yes.
I know the 11th of May is when you will decide, but how much warning will you give people?
Well, look, as a general guide, I've never come down here and have no intention of coming down here and dramatically lifting alert levels in one announcement without there being a timeline for the way that will be implemented. Of course, you will have seen to date that often we've given a period of notice, whether it's been 48 hours or others. That's always been so people can plan and prepare, and so that we can do it in a really confident and controlled manner. And I think, by and large, that's been an accepted approach.
Prime Minister, yeah, government have done a better job in communicating what elimination is, because yesterday Dr. Ashley Bloomfield said that we had achieved the goal of elimination. Obviously, what he was referring to is achieving the goal of elimination or the goals of elimination under level 4.
Yes.
Can you understand why people are very confused?
No, you will have heard, and this is, I think, just a simple matter of the fact that we are now entering into the world of epidemiologists, and they know well what each of these terms mean in a health sense, but of course in an everyday sense they mean often something different. You'll have heard me continually say elimination does not mean zero cases. It will mean an ongoing campaign and zero tolerance for cases. We will have to keep stamping COVID out until there is a vaccine. We are not done, but you can see that we have managed successfully under lockdown to end community transmission. We need to keep doing that as we go. Down the back.
Last week, Phil Twyford told attendees at a conference that any move by councils to trim rates will impact the government's ability or willingness to invest in partnerships and infrastructure. Is that the government's policy?
Oh, look, what we do know is that in the same way that there will be an impact on revenue for government, there will likewise be with council. But actually what we need to ensure is that we have a joined-up approach for acknowledging that there are actually now, more than ever, a need to invest in infrastructure for the stimulus that we'll be providing, whilst also having an eye to the day-to-day impact of costs in all forms to households when many people are suffering the economic impacts of COVID. So those are the two competing interests that central government and local government will need to work on together. I'm confident we can.
Schools and ECEs open tomorrow. What proportion are ready to open? How many children are they expecting? And have some teachers already been asked to help out at other schools because of demand?
That I haven't had that report from the Ministry of Education, but certainly what I'm getting, the initial feedback I've had is that the numbers that are returning are very low. Again, I'd want to wait for the official word from the Ministry of Education, but initial signs are that we're expecting a very, very small number to return to schools. That's as it should be. We are still asking people to stay home and work from home and learn from home if they can, and I think you'll see tomorrow that will show up in the low number of people back in ECE and in schools.
Prime Minister, Māori around the country have been putting the rāhui on rivers in a continued effort to keep communities safe. For example, there's a rāhui on the Waikato and Waipa rivers. Local iwi at Waipa Hanui near Taupō have put a rāhui on their river and it's stopping licensed anglers from fishing there. Those anglers are upset. They say they have every right to fish at level 3. Who's on the right here?
Well, we have not removed people's rights at level 3 around accessing shore-based fishing. And so that has been the decision that we've made within the alert level framework. Look, what we have continued to do is when local iwi have had concerns in those in their own areas, we've often been able to work that through. And so there I would ask iwi to work alongside DOC, those administering the licensing and police, to make sure that we're not impeding what are legal access rights and that we have given permission for.
That's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. We also heard from Carmel Cipollone, Minister of Social Development. And, nothing groundbreaking there. The Prime Minister talking about the smouldering ashes, using a metaphor of the smouldering ashes that have the potential to turn into a wildfire. So talking about the chance for another outbreak of COVID-19. She notes that symptoms can take 2 to 10 days to materialise, and just how quickly COVID-19 could spread before we realise that it is back. She talked about 400,000 more New Zealand workers returning to work today, taking the total number of workers out there to approximately 1 million. She estimates 75% of the economy running as of today. And Carmel Cipollone talking about a few things the government will be doing in terms of strategy. But she says that unemployment will rise before it falls.